News and Brief at Press TV, Tehran has sent a mission to the UN over Washington's refusal to issue a visa for Iran's pick for UN envoy. While the mission has presented a letter of complaint, the U.S. has barred Hamid Abutalabi because of his ties to the 1979 takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran. Russia has called on the UN to condemn what it calls Kiev's anti-constitutional actions in eastern Ukraine. Russia says it's concerned about reports of casualties in the region following Kiev's military operation. Up to 11 pro-Russian protesters were killed in that operation. The U.S. says Washington and its European allies are considering new sanctions against Russia over the crisis in Ukraine. The State Department says the sanctions will not be unveiled until Thursday, when Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, meets with Ukraine's interim foreign minister in Switzerland. The Syrian army has made more gains in its fight against foreign-backed insurgents. Troops have flushed militants out of several towns in the capital's northern countryside. The victory comes as the government forces continue their efforts to secure the entire Al-Qalamun region. South Korea says all passengers of a ferry sinking off its southern coast have now been rescued. The vessel was carrying some 450 passengers. Most of them were secondary school students. They were on a field trip to a southern island. In Canada, the son of a policeman is facing murder charges after he allegedly stabbed to death five people at a party near the University of Calgary. The attack is considered the worst mass murder in the city of Calgary. Saudi Arabia's king has appointed a new intelligence chief, Yusuf al-Adrisi, replacing Badr bin Sultan in the key post, which oversees the kingdom's support for Syrian militants. Badr, a longtime former ambassador to Washington, is accused of masterminding terrorist acts in Syria, Egypt, Lebanon, and Iraq. Tehran has condemned Britain's new sanctions on Iranian individuals as politically motivated. On Tuesday, the UK's Treasury renewed sanctions against 15 current and former Iranian officials under the pretext of breaching human rights. So far, Britain has put 86 Iranians on its sanctions list.